Isaiah 9, 1 to 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much to the Yam family for the Bible reading. Let me introduce myself. My name is Al. I'm one of the associate ministers here. And haven't Kids Own and Youth done an absolutely fantastic job? Let's give them a round of applause to show our appreciation. Now, Christmas is a time of joy and celebration. And let me ask you a question. What are the things that make you happy inside? What are the things that make you joyful? And maybe it's spending time with your friends or your family, people who you love. Put your hands up if you like spending time with friends. One or two people. Or maybe it's eating yummy food. My wife really loves eating chocolate. Put your hands up if you like eating yummy food. Again, one or two of us. And maybe it's getting presents. Presents, that's a love language. Put your hands up. Yes, most of us, I think. And how about putting all of those things together to have a party? Who likes parties? I think most of us like parties. I have a 2-year-old daughter called Chloe, and she's just discovered what parties are. So she's always talking about parties all the time. Her party, although that's still many months away, her friend's party, her sister's party, she's always talking about parties. And I guess what's there not to like about parties? The only thing about parties, though, if you go to someone else's party, is that they're the person who gets all the presents. Have you noticed that? Chloe's just discovered that too. It can be a little bit annoying if your sister is the one who's getting all of the presents at the birthday party. And I think that's the reason why Christmas is so good, because at Christmas, everyone gets a birthday present, don't they? Everyone seems to get a present. And isn't that a little bit unusual? You see, normally we go to a birthday party, and actually the present only goes to the birthday girl or to the birthday boy. But at Christmas, well, it's a time to have nice food and spend time with people whom we like, and everyone gets presents. So it's worth us thinking, well, why is it that Christmas is such a special time for celebration, that everyone gets presents? And how does it fit into that big, big picture of what God is doing that started way back at the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis, which we heard about earlier? Well, what we see here in today's passage is that Christmas is a really good time for celebration because God sent light in the darkness. God sent light in the darkness. Read these verses with me. Isaiah 9 verse 2. Together. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. So remember, earlier on in the service, we heard from Professor Zip and Professor Zapp that God made this beautiful, beautiful world. And he put Adam and Eve in charge of it. But Adam and Eve said no to God. We're not doing things your way. We're going our own way. The Bible calls that sin. A sin is a selfishness. But another word that the Bible uses to describe sin and sin in this world is darkness. That's another word that the Bible uses. Now, actually, darkness can sometimes be quite fun. Who here has been for a night hike before? Put your hands up if you've been for a night hike. Or put your hands up if you've gone to look for fireflies. Anyone who's gone out to look for fireflies, those sort of things can be quite fun. But even when it's dark, usually we want there to be a little bit of light. Maybe the moon or a torch or at very least our mobile phone to be able to see where we're going. But imagine if it was absolutely, totally dark. Imagine if there was total darkness. I think those lights are going to go off. There we go. Well, do you know what? That actually isn't that dark. That's actually rather pathetic. We can't get it very dark in here. So we're going to invite someone else up to create a bit more darkness. So coming up, David, a glamorous assistant. David is an intern here. So this is what you get for being an intern. And David, we're going to blindfold you. So here we go. You're quite tall, but I can just about reach. Okay. Here we go. Can you see anything?
Nope.
No. Okay, right. Let's spin him around and see what happens now. David, are you feeling disorientated?
Sure.
Hopefully a little bit. Okay, so take a step forward. Take another step forward. Take another step forward. Should we get him to take another step forward?
Yeah.
Go on, take another step forward. Oh. Should you take another step forward?
Yeah.
No, we love our interns too much. We're not going to get him to do that. Let's give David a round of applause. You see, the thing about darkness is that darkness can be a little bit dangerous. David nearly fell off the edge there. And the Bible says it's the same about the sin and the darkness in this world. It's actually, it's very dangerous. All over the world, there's fighting and wars which are going on. People die. That's dangerous and it's sad. All over the world, there's poverty. There's people who don't have enough to eat. They don't have enough medicine. And that's dangerous and sad as well. And all over the world, there's climate change and natural disasters. So often because people misuse this world. And that's sad and that's dangerous as well. But the Bible tells us that actually the most dangerous thing about sin is something totally different. The most dangerous thing about sin is that it means that we're God's enemies. And that God has set a day, one day in the future, when he's going to sort this world out, and that the people who are still walking in darkness and walking in rebellion, well, those people will be punished. But the good news of Christmas is that God loves this world very, very, very much. And that he doesn't want this world to be in darkness. Instead, he sent light into the darkness of this world. Well, we might ask ourselves, well, what is the way that God is going to send in light? What is the way that God solves the problems of this world? He didn't send a stack of money to end poverty or to remove global debt. He didn't send a stack of books to educate people how better to live. No, he sent something totally different. God sent a tiny little baby. A baby who would be king. Well, will you read verse 6 with me? Let's say these words together. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. When God wanted to solve the problems of this world, he sent a tiny little baby. A tiny little baby who was born to a poor family in a fairly unknown village in a faraway country a long, long, long time ago. Now, the thing about babies is that babies are not very impressive, and babies are not very strong. Have you ever noticed this? I have my own little baby who's 1 year old. Her name is Eva. And this morning, just to check how strong babies are, I did an arm wrestle with her. So Eva and I, this morning, had an arm wrestle. And can you guess which one of us won? Do you think Eva won, or do you think I won? I'm hearing both answers. The honest answer is that I did win, but don't worry, I was very gentle with her. Babies are just not that strong, are they? And we might ask ourselves, how can a tiny baby be the answer to the problems of this world? Or how can even one person be the answer to all of the complicated and difficult issues in this world? Well, have a look with me at how the verses go on, and will you read them with me again? Let's read these together. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. You see, he tells us this tiny little baby would grow up to be a ruler, would grow to be an incredible king. Do you see what it says? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, each of those is incredible, those titles. We could have a sermon about each, but I want us to focus just on one of those. Will you say those words in yellow with me? They say, Mighty God. You see, when God wanted to give the best gift ever, when he wanted to solve the problems of this world, he didn't send something. We didn't send someone else. No one else could ever solve the problems of this world. No, instead, God himself stepped down into the darkness and the pain and the suffering of this world as a baby, Jesus Christ, in order that we might know him. See, Jesus came to solve the problem of sin. Now, hands up. Can anyone tell me how Jesus came to solve the problem of sin? Anyone know this? Put your hands up. No. Oh, yeah. Someone over there. What did Jesus do to solve the problem of sin?
He died on the cross.
Jesus died on the cross. Yes, that's exactly right. Let's give him a round of applause. And when Jesus died on the cross, it says, though he took the darkness of this world, all of the darkness of this world, onto himself. He paid the penalty for the sins of the world, so that we don't need to be enemies with God anymore, but rather that everyone who comes to God and says that I'm sorry can be friends with him. Jesus came to die on the cross, but he rose again. He went to heaven, and he's waiting and giving people a chance to repent, to say that they're sorry, and he's going to come back and come back as king. You see, we're in the season of Advent. We look back to Jesus' first coming, but we also remember that Jesus is going to return. And listen to the way that he's going to return. Read these last verses with me again, together. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. You see, because of sin, people all going their own way, as a result, we end up being enemies with God. Jesus came to make that right through his death on the cross. But we also end up being enemies with one another. And Jesus is going to return as king to stop all of the fighting and to teach us to live in harmony, that this world might have peace and that this world might have justice. You see, what's the reason why Christmas is such a good reason to celebrate. What's the reason why it's absolutely right that we should give gifts and presents? It's not just that it's a fun holiday. It's not just that it's Jesus' birthday. That is very good. Instead, it's all about the deeper meaning. That God himself stepped down into the darkness of this world. That he died on the cross that we might be friends with God. And that he's coming back as king to bring a new world where there's peace and there's justice. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love this world so much that you stepped down into the darkness as a light. Thank you that you died on the cross that we might be friends with God. And thank you that you're coming back as king to bring in this new world where there's peace and there's justice. Amen. Well, I'm going to hand back over to the band. But first, we're going to have a moment just to pause and reflect on these things. And then the band will lead us in a song.